Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space.
Jacksonville, Florida, May 17th through 20th. That is where the WERC Annual Conference is happening this year. And if warehousing, distribution, and fulfillment is your world, this one is worth knowing about. WERC is a division of MHI, and through the WERC membership, industry professionals gain insights into best practices and establish valuable relationships. The WERC Annual Conference is built specifically for the people who work on the operational front lines of supply chain. I'm Margot Miller, Innovation Moderator, and I'm here at MODEX live with members of the WERC Advisory Council and Conference Committee who are going to tell us a little bit about what we can expect. So first, we have Glenn Wagel, WERC Advisory Council Vice President and Conference Committee Industry Liaison. Glenn, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
We have Seth Hayes, Director of Operations at Kitchen Cabinet Distributors. Hello.
Hello.
And finally, last but not least, Andy Bass, Vice President of Logistics at Ecolab. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn, we're going to start with you. Vice President, you know what's happening. Tell us a little bit about what makes WERC Annual Conference an experience that's different from other supply chain events that we might see throughout the year.
The WERC Conference is just bringing together some of the best and brightest minds in our industry is the first and foremost thought that comes to mind. However, it's in a non-threatening environment where vendors are invited, but they're not allowed to solicit you directly. So when we have an open forum and we talk about a subject that's important that we all want to learn from in a real case study type of environment, it's not somebody coming to you selling you a product or a service. It's peer-to-peer type of a presentation. So someone will come in and talk to you about transportation, a lesson they learned, how they stumbled along the way, and what they did to recover. So an environment like that to me is second to none, considering there's so many commercialized conferences out there that are run by for-profit businesses, and all they're trying to do is peddle a product or sell a service.
That's a really interesting, unique way to run the event, is with the vendors that can't necessarily, you know, solicit in the same way. Andy, would you add anything, or Seth, to this in terms of what makes it a little bit different from the other events that you're at throughout the year?
Yeah, the ease of walking around without the pressure of being that hard sell or everybody, you know, trying to stop you and that kind of thing, it makes it different from other events.
Great. Now, with the conference coming up this year, not too far away, let's get a quick read from kind of each of you. I'd love to know what's one thing you're genuinely looking forward to at this year's conference. So I'll start with you, Seth.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is how people have utilized AI in their industry. You know, we've seen a lot of people claiming that AI is part of their service or part of their product, but really seeing the use cases out in the real world of how it's helped businesses and operations run more effectively and efficiently.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting time right now with the evolution of AI and the integration of it into our real operations. How about you, Glenn, in terms of something you're looking forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to connecting with old friends. I'm looking forward to meeting new people. I think about any time I've gone to the WERC conference, you know, the education is paramount. But when I connect, the interpersonal connections are the ones that last. And when I talk to other peers in the industry and I talk about like, well, how do you know what to do and when to do it, Glenn? Is I solicit friendships and mentorships through my peers in this organization and create my own unofficial personal board of directors. So if I need help, I know who to call. I don't need to call a consultant necessarily. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call Andy. Andy, let's talk about hazmat chemical movement across interstate lines. And he's going to be like, what do you want to talk about?
And Andy, hopefully you're talking about this back with Glenn, but also anything you're looking forward to at the event this year?
Yeah, it's to see peers giving presentations, case studies, success stories, listening to those, learning from those, and how can that enable success with my team and other teams throughout a variety of organizations.
Nice. And Glenn, I want to get a little more into kind of some of the tangible things that we might see or that you might be looking forward to on the floor. So is there kind of certain trends or technologies that you're expecting to see or that you want to learn about at this year's event?
there's a lot of neat things going on, whether it's keynotes from like the Savannah Bananas coming in and talking to everybody. But we're diving into different topics. Seth led in a little bit with AI. That is paramount with a lot of the conversations. We're talking about transportation. We're talking about new devices in the warehouse. We're talking about case studies where people have learned lessons through safe practices or operating practices. We're learning where KPIs have been launched in facilities that are newer measures that are looking more at a network measurement versus an individual DC measurement and how to combine those together. It's like the alphabet soup of conferences.
There you have it. Seth, from an operations standpoint, is there anything that you would add to that list that you're looking at?
Yeah, I think looking at some of the systems that people are using today, and not just with the AI integration, but just kind of the core offerings of services that are out there to help operations run more efficiently.
To pile on to what Seth's saying, you know, AI has come up a lot. One of the sessions last year that will probably come up again, the peer-to-peers are probably one of my favorites, where it's not a presentation, it's men and women in the same room discussing in real time what's going on, and they're piling off of each other. So like last year, we had a conversation about one Fortune 5 company that was present talking about how they did an agreement with OpenAI and how they integrated GPT modeling and large language modeling into their business and how they rolled that out to the end users all the way through the organization. So we talk about, where do you go to learn about AI? You can go to a trade show and you can hear somebody talk about their application with software or whatnot, but you can come to the work conference and you can hear first person accounts of how their organization rolled it out. And oh, by the way, these are probably the people that rolled it out and were the project managers. So it's the best place to learn.
They know all the details. Yeah.
They're probably not gonna tell you all the secrets, but they're gonna get you close enough to success. And like I said, the networking, you can have a conversation and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. What do you think?
It's really special when you're getting that insight into what's going on trend-wise or technology-wise from your actual peers that are working on it themselves, yeah.
When you think about it, and you're at a VP level, you're a director level or whatnot, and you go to these conferences, these are your peers. When you're in your home organization, you're the director, you're the VP. Who do you call in your own organization? Well, do you call the CEO? Probably not, because they're expecting you to be the expert. So going to something like the work conference gives you a direct pipeline to the experts.
Andy, is there a technology this year that you think is going to show up even more than before at the work conference?
I know AI is really big, but robotics is also playing a huge role. You can see it in all types of environments, and what works in your environment, who's made it work, what mistakes that they make that you can learn from. That's all things that you can learn when you're in a group of peers like this.
Yeah, and I know in terms of learning too, Glenn, you mentioned some of the keynotes earlier. For any of you, is there a certain keynote that you're excited to hear from this year that's going to kind of draw your attention?
Probably the Savannah Bananas will be interesting. Last year it was a gentleman, I think his name was Tyler Gillum, and I wasn't expecting him to go into the level of like scientific detail that he did. He was an unknown in my world. But you have a room of like 700-800 people just captivated by what they have to offer. So come and be surprised.
Good advice. Okay, and is there a keynote topic that you think the industry needs to hear right now?
I don't know about from a keynote perspective, but I think when we look at MHI's release of the top 10 operating priorities, which will be coming out soon in MHI Solutions magazine, we think about the things that have continued to fluctuate. One that's really moved up the deck is cybersecurity. And as we think about operating technologies in our world, every time you add a new robotic, you add a new peripheral, a new device, you have a new platform or a new gateway of how your infrastructure could be vulnerable to threat actors. So there's going to be a presentation and there will be a peer-to-peer following that talking about cybersecurity and what our roles as leaders are. Just thinking, you don't want to leave that in an environment where IT does this and you do this, right? Silos are a bad place to operate, and we're going to talk through how to bring everybody together so that you can have the best project. Look at the ROI, look at the model. That's got me kind of excited. Sustainability is another one. We have specialists, I think AVP from L'Oreal is going to come in and talk about their initiatives around sustainability. And if somebody's doing it on a global level like that, that's the right person you want to hear about sustainability from.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up too, because certainly there's a lot more than just keynotes. There's a lot of operational value when you're getting into these more educational sessions and seminars. Andy, from your perspective, what's it like to attend some of those seminars in this work environment, or are there any that you're already looking forward to this year?
So it's key leaders in the industry giving these, but it's of a size where you can get all your questions answered. So you're not in a room that's so large you're just listening. You can actually participate and learn even more.
Yeah, that's a really nice aspect to it for sure. I mean, big part of it is certainly like networking and seeing your peers in many different environments. And then, you know, sessions and keynotes are just another big part of it that you can check out, but it's great to be there. So for someone who's walking into work for the first time, Andy, how should they approach the conference to kind of get the most out of it?
So you can use the app to plan it out and get an understanding of what you want to see, you know, what are the must-haves that you're really wanting to see, allow some flexibility in there. And then make sure that you take part in the peer-to-peers, which are always great, and then the networking events, you can start making contacts to just, you know, enable a better experience.
And Seth, if you remember before the first time that you went, maybe any advice you got or having been now, is there something that you would share with someone who's going for the first time?
Yeah, I would say make sure you speak up and ask questions, because there's a chance that somebody else in the room has the same question, and there's a really good chance that somebody in that room has the answer to that question. So that's really big.
And for anybody that's nervous about going, because a lot of people like that at a conference you've never been to might seem overwhelming, the very first night there is a welcome to work session talking about how to maximize your time, whether it's if you're uncomfortable with networking, social media, you're uncomfortable with what kind of questions, or you just need help using the app or figuring out what education tracks or courses you want to follow. That'll be on Sunday evening.
Great place to start for sure. And actually, why don't we keep talking about that and those networking aspects for a minute? What are some of the other kind of networking opportunities at the Work Annual Conference that you can expect?
We'll have different networking breakout sessions that are sponsored by some vendors that folks are using already. And it just allows everyone to co-mingle. Like I think about one of the first networking sessions I did, I met up with, she's now a friend of mine, she's a VP with Kenco Logistics and she heads up their technology lab. So when I think about my business and we want to pressure test a new technology, I can pick up the phone and call her and say, have you experienced this? What do you think? Who did you like? What did you not like? And half the time she'll say, do you want to come up to my lab and play with it? Because I'm still testing it. And that's that type of, you know, connection is just, you can't pay for that type of connection. I think the networking for me is probably one of the biggest.
It's a really important aspect, absolutely. And it's gonna come up in different places here. Andy, would you add anything from your own experience at the Work Conference in terms of networking or benefits that came from it?
Oh yeah, the networking is great. You know, making friends that you know for years. Again, people that you can call that have been there, done that, and you can work through issues with. It's a really great place to meet peers and make friends.
Now, one of the real tests of a great conference is what you actually do when you get back to work, right? It's these things we take away, and the network clearly is something that you can hold valuable afterwards. Seth, I want to ask you as well, though, what's one thing that attendees can realistically expect to take back and apply, like, operationally afterwards?
Yeah, I think one of the things is making sure that they take the subjects that they learned about and apply it to their daily jobs or their daily operations. When I was at the conference a few years ago, one of the things we discussed was about the advantages of working with a 3PL partner to evaluate your freight and present it to the carriers. And that's something that we look at every day. But when we look at it through the lens that we learned about at work, you can really find those opportunities and take advantage of them.
We have a session planned this year around labor, and that's probably one of the most painful points that we all have in our organizations. And I read through their deck already, so I've got a little bit of an advanced teaser getting towards it. But it's talking about, I call it the fatal funnel of how people in the workforce, it's getting smaller, and then we think about a third, if not more, are unemployable for one reason or another. Maybe it's an undiagnosed disability, or it's someone that has not had their civil rights restituted, thinking criminal background. And it's talking through strategies and tips how to work with your HR teams to employ these folks in your organizations. And one of the case studies that they're going to talk a little bit about is where a deaf population came in to operate reach trucks. And they worked with an OEM manufacturer to put haptic devices in these reach trucks. So now they have a tenured and experienced workforce that's not going anywhere and is happy to have a job and work hard. And they can do the same job as someone who is not otherly disabled. It's a great feeling, and I can't wait to hear the people on that panel talk about it.
That is going to be a good one. Yeah, certainly a lot to look forward to. And even, you know, coming out of a conference afterwards, like you were saying, Seth and Glenn, that you added, there's so much value that you get from these events beyond just the networking, which is already very, very valuable from what we just heard. So that's great. Now, beyond the conference itself, you can be a work member in the first place, right? And that too has its own value. And I'd love to talk about that for a moment. So Andy, can you talk about your experience as a work member in and of itself outside of even the conference?
Well, there's a lot of information that you can get from the organization. One of the big things I always look for is the DC measures, the annual report that comes out about all the different metrics that can, you know, go across industry and apply. You know, it not only tells you what the measurements were, but the formula behind them. So you have a steady state across through there, and you understand how what the metric is, how it's measured, and how you compare against the industry. I've always found that a critical, important thing that I've used in a variety of different industries to set that benchmark and show what really top class is.
That's great to hear. And with kitchen cabinet distributors, have you seen some strong value come from the work membership, or how would you describe that value?
Regional events are a big play in that. KCD has opened up their doors and allowed members to come in regionally to our facilities in Nevada, Texas, and in North Carolina and Florida as well, to come in and take a look. And, you know, we open the doors and open it up to members that come on those tours, and they offer unsolicited feedback that helps us get better as well. I would also say, when there's others in your area regionally that open up their doors for tours, that's a great way to get in, not just get involved as a member of work, but to learn from others. I always joke, and I'm not kidding when I say it, like, I'm not too proud to steal your good idea and employ it at my facility. You know, we operate on four priorities in our organization for decision making. It's safety, quality, service, cost, and it's always in that order, and it's always for those reasons that cost will always be important, but the safety of our people is the most important. If we don't have a quality product, no one will buy it. If you don't meet your service requirements, nobody will care about your quality. And cost, sometimes I've got to lose a dollar to make one. So when I go into another facility and I take a look around and I learn something that they're doing, whether it's a technology platform, a process, a procedure, we take that back and, you know, employ that in our facilities. But to Andy's point, like, work measures is huge. That's a huge one.
Yeah. I like that. And also, if that idea that you're taking from your peer is a safety one and it's going to save somebody or help somebody, then everybody's winning at the end of this, right? So that's great.
We took one last year. There was an organization was presenting on using order pickers, cherry pickers at elevated pick heights, and they were employing a new technology that 3M had released, and it notifies the truck to operate or not if a lanyard is attached, like the safety harness. So we've never had one of those issues, knock on wood. We never want to. And now that we've employed the solution that they had found, we probably likely will not. And if we do, somebody was blind to the red and green lights, somebody was blind to the siren on the truck, and oh, by the way, it won't turn on until they hook up, so.
Now, Andy, how does the work community extend beyond the conference itself? Because we've got, of course, the membership all year long. We've heard some nice examples of kind of seeing each other's facilities. But is there, like, ways that keep the membership kind of active and relevant throughout the year? What do those look like?
Some work conferences and some groups have regional committees and that type of thing that have regional meetings. And then there's also just the networking that you have and the contacts you make at the site or at the conferences. Or, you know, again, you know, just like he was saying, that you can reach out to folks and bounce ideas off of them. Mm.
Would you add anything in terms of kind of the year-round aspects of being part of work that you've seen?
Yeah, just the benefit of being able to contact your peers and, you know, touch base with them periodically to see what's new, what's happening, what are some of the lessons you've learned, just like that.
There's like no threat of judgment when you call somebody who's been down the same road, and the old adage of you should never judge a person until you walk a mile in their shoes. Well, what if you've never operated your own fleet and you know somebody that's doing it, and you can have that conversation about what lessons did you learn the hard way? Those are extremely valuable. But like, to Andy's point, regional trade shows and whatnot, those come in handy. There's also regional lunch and learns. There was just one in Atlanta a few weeks ago where the MHI and work staff came out and sponsored some speakers, picked up the tab on maybe on some cold beverages and some burgers. And people got to network, but also hear about, you know, a topic of education that was relevant to the field. So those get planned on a regular basis all over the U.S.
It's great to hear from all of you about your experience. It's clearly very valuable, and I can see, you know, each of you are happy to share some of these benefits and takeaways that you've had from the organization. Is there anything else you would add before we wrap here, just in terms of the Work Conference or the Work Membership, or any advice you had for anyone who's maybe not part of it yet, but considering joining? This was already a lot of value, but any final thoughts for them?
You know, the conference is always held in a smaller town to where we're not consumed by much larger conferences. So you know, we're one of the bigger players in town whenever we go in, so we get better attention, better amenities, and a more enjoyable experience versus going to some huge venue to where we're a very small conference. We're, you know, a large conference where we go, and that lends itself to a better experience.
Mm-hmm. About how many people do we expect at the event this year? Do you know?
It'll be somewhere north of 750 folks.
Yeah, which is still a really nice number in terms of when you're comparing to, you know, a MODEX or some of the bigger events that MHI has throughout the year.
Well, there's a cherry that goes on top of it. We've co-located this year with MHI Spring Meeting. So net, it'll be closer to like 1,500 to 2,000 people.
In the community at the time, in the town.
Yeah. In the same resort where we're going to be, we'll share keynote speakers, meals, and things of that nature, and then we'll break off into two separate segments of education sessions, one focused on OEM manufacturers that are in the MHI atmosphere, and then the other side for the operators that are going to go do things with the work side of the house. So it gives you, you know, a double side of the coin, right? We get the side of the room where we can have the conversations with no threat of the hard sell. But then when you're having lunch, if you want to have a conversation with an OEM about something you heard that they did while listening to someone's presentation, if they're present, you can have that conversation. You can exchange business cards or talk later, or not.
Well, a lot of great advantages to heading to the Work Annual Conference this year and being a Work member. So thank you so much, all of you, for this preview and giving us a little bit more information. To those listening, if you are in the warehousing, distribution, or fulfillment world and you have not been to Work before, again, it is Jacksonville, May 17th to 20th. That is where this group will be. And there are, of course, facility tours, education sessions led by people actually doing the work, and a community that stays active all year round. I'm Margo Miller, and thank you to Glenn, Seth, and Andy for being here. Hopefully we will see you in Jacksonville soon. And to our audience, thank you for listening to this special episode of MHI Cast, live from MODEX 2026, where we're experiencing supply chains from every angle.